Oh, guys, let's get this cracking lacking. Train 1 questions. Let's get this cracker lacking. Let me get an emoji and how you're doing right about now. Can you hear me? Let me know if you can hear me also. Can you hear me now? Becky, can you hear me loud and clear? NYE, nice, nice. Melbourne, in the building. Oh, are you reckon? Oh, yeah. How's everyone doing, man? I hope you're all okay, man. We're going to have fun tonight. The time on the rolly, 1 minute 42. Cool, let's give it about 5 minutes, let everybody get into the room. Big up Shay. Thursday evening, 9 p.m. It's 21 questions. If you know, you know. In the comments, let me know if you've been watching every single episode so far. Let me know who's in the building. Okay, it's not there. Hey Shay, how you doing? You right? Cherry Bakes, Esther, how you doing? Who else we got? Stephanie, how you doing? Corey, in at the building. Becky, in at the building. Mrs. Jaeger, in at the building. Mr. G, in at the building. May I see you there? There. Yeah, what's the time on the Rolex? 2 minutes 40. Now, run, go tell a friend that we're live. You can do it through your Insta DMs. Tell a friend you're live, man. We are going live. Let's get the word out. Just let a few people know. Oh, I didn't do that. We got Shards on the beat. ZZ Mills in the building. Holla! And we'll give it a few more minutes and we'll get cracker. Lacking. Oh. 21 questions. Let me hook this up. 2 seconds, guys. Are you 21 questions. If you've never ever tuned into 21 questions, I am your host, IC. That's ICIE, and you can check me out on ICIE Music. I'm going to put that in the comment section right about now. You can check me out at ICIE Music. But if you've never tuned in to 21 Questions, this is literally where we come and get a guest on each week, ask them up to 21 questions within an hour, and they've got one pass card that they can use to skip a question they don't want to, all right? If they make it all the way through to the end without using that pass card, they win their prize. Simple as simple does, all right? So if you are here today, join us for the 21 questions for the first time ever, can you put a couch or a sofa in the comment section? There. Or actually put a couch or a sofa if you can find that. Let's get it. All right, we're going to just jump in, man. What's the time? 21:07, cool. So I'm going to invite our guest on. Many of you will know ZZ Mills from her ZZ Mills Show. I've been doing a lot recently with the guests that she's been getting on. So we're just going to unpack her story a bit more as we do on 21 Questions, and you're going to get to hear about it. If you do have questions, you have the question function at the bottom of the screen. Throw them in there, and if we've got enough time at the end, we'll throw those in to the mix as well. But without further ado, man, I'm going to invite ZZ Mills on. Big up our sponsor, Proper Corn, the best popcorn in the world. May I said it? Dede, all right? We're going to invite ZZ Mills on. Let's get crack-a-lacking. Hello. How are you? Can you hear me? Am I crystal clear?
You're crystal clear. Am I crystal clear?
You are crystal clear in a building, Dessa.
Thank you.
How you been today?
I'm fine. I'm good, actually. I'm just here. I was I had like a couple of Zoom calls today. I had to, my living room looks like a sort of studio thing going on. Because I've got like equipment in my living room. I'm really bad at setting up equipment and stuff, so
I saw did you get to hook up the mic and the camera? And
I hooked up the light. I've got the tripod, the camera is film what's like charging, and the mics are charging as well.
Nice, so I did all right.
You're
getting there, man. We're getting there.
I'm trying.
All right. Well, welcome to 21 Questions, man. 21 Questions, you're joining us for the first time. Thank you for joining us. 21 Questions. In the allotted hour, you are asked up to 21 questions and you've got one pass card. If at any time you want to use that pass card, you're free to just say pass and you don't need to answer that question. However, if you use that pass card, then you don't win your prize. And I want you to win this.
Is my prize going to be good, though?
It's going to be good.
Was it money?
It's going to be good.
All right, okay, cool.
So, let's get cracking. Big up to everyone that's joining us. 21 questions. If it's your first time jumping into 21 questions, just put a fire emoji or anything in there just to let us know that you're day up in the building. All right, I'm Icy. This is ZZ Mills. Let's get it cracking. So, the first question is light work. What is your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food. Is it like at the moment or?
Yeah, so like quarantine time, what's your, because it'll kind of limited. So yeah, what would be your favorite food at the moment?
I like, my favorite food that I like to eat, and I wish I could eat a lot, but I've only got one place in Edmonton that sends it to me on Uber Eats. Nice. The last time they sent it to me, the fish was not a lot of fish. It was some little stupid piece of fish that they sent me, but it was jollof with fish.
Okay.
Stew.
Where are you originally from?
I'm Jamaican.
Jamaican, okay. But you're coming over to our side, yeah?
Well, I usually end up dating like Nigerians or... But I do enjoy jollof.
All right, well, I want to start from the way back beginning. What was, tell me one of your happiest childhood memories.
Oh god, these questions. My happiest childhood memory would be, I liked Christmases in my childhood, because all my family would always come round to my grand, all my cousins, all my aunts, they would come round. So yeah. I really enjoyed Christmas times when I was growing up.
Yeah, nice. And are you a kind of person, open presents at midnight or has to be in the morning, straight in the morning?
Well, no, my mum used to make me. We used to all like open presents together. So I remember like one year, my mum pretended that I couldn't get any of my presents. She pretended that she had to basically, that she missed all the shops and she couldn't get any of my presents.
Yeah.
I remember like I acted like such a spot brat for the whole day. I was so pissed off with everyone. I wouldn't talk to anybody. And then she opened them and I felt really bad because then she had all the presents that I wanted. And it just made me feel like, yeah, I'm a spot brat.
Would you say you're spoiled as a child?
Oh yeah, 100%. I'm my mum's only child, so I've always kind of had a lot of attention from her. And yeah, I didn't really like, I didn't really want for anything, if I'm being honest with you, like with my mum. Like, she made sure like what I wanted I kind of got eventually. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. And also just not even like money wise, but attention wise. Mm. My mum gave me like a lot of attention when I was growing up. She told me that she loved me a lot. So, like, even now when it comes to, like, I've noticed in relationships, mm-hmm. I'm, like, very, I wouldn't say needy, but needy. And that's probably because the way I've been brought up, which is, that's how I understand what love is. Like, I understand love is to be told that you're loved a lot to have a lot of attention. So, yeah.
I love it. Does that kind of reflect on how... I guess you would want to be as a parent.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm very close to my mum. Like, I live with my own now, but I'm very close to her. Like, we will talk every day. We'll text, like, you know, and like I still say to her, like, if we get off the phone, or when we get off the phone, not if it's not like we stay on the phone forever, but when we get off the phone, we always say, I love you. And I think it's important because I meet a lot of people that will say, oh, my mum never told me that she loved me. Wow. Like, yeah. And to me, that's weird. It's like, why wouldn't your mom tell you that? Like, what, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And have you ever found out, as in from your mum, is that what she got from her mother? And so that's what passed down, or is that what she lacked?
No, I actually think it might. I'm not sure. I can't vouch on that. But I would say from what I knew of my gran, I don't think that my gran was an overly affectionate person, because I grew up with my gran as well. It was my mum and my gran in one household, so my gran was quite, but then she wasn't affectionate, but she wasn't hard, if you get what I mean. Okay. my gran would still be very loving towards me as well, do you get what I mean?
Yeah. And then so in terms of your dad, what was that kind of relationship like, or aspect?
So I'm not that close with my dad, if I'm being honest with you. I think as I've got older, he's tried to be a bit more involved in my life and whatnot. And I see that he makes an active effort, like with me, which is nice. I think I'm a little bit standoffish with him because I just think to myself, sometimes I think it's a bit too late now. Do you get what I mean? I'm 30 now, so it's a bit like,
it's gone.
The time's gone. What are we going to talk about, if you get what I mean? Like, what's there to talk about? You don't really know me, so it's like, you know, you don't know me and stuff. But I think he's trying. And like, it's so weird you said that, because my friend was like, oh, I think it's Father's Day tomorrow. I was like, it's not Father's Day tomorrow, it's on Sunday. She was just like, oh, yeah. She's like, why don't you like say to your dad, like, meet up? And I was just like, oh, no, absolutely not. But I mean, it's never too late, but I think it's something that will take an active effort from both of us, and he's trying, but I'm a little bit like, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. If that was your happiest, what was, is there a time where you would say, oh, that was my worst childhood memory?
I don't know. I don't think I have a worst childhood memory. I know I have, like, as an adult, maybe I have like a worst memory. I think that was when my gran died. I think that was as a human being on this earth for 30 years, I think that was probably like my toughest point, I would say.
How did you kind of navigate that? Because a lot of people are, especially with this kind of coronavirus, a lot of people, you know, you go on Twitter and it's like, oh, rest in peace, my mom, rest in peace, my uncle. Mm-hmm. How did you navigate that period for you personally?
It was weird because I was like 20, I was like 29, I think. Yeah, 28. It was weird because I don't think that I properly like grieved, because I was older, so I was trying to like make sure my mum was okay, because ultimately, like, it's my grandmother, but it's her mum. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and we've always, up till when she passed away, I'd moved out maybe like 8 months before she passed away. So up to that point, it's always been me, my mum and my gran in one household. So it's like, it's very, that's someone that's been in my life for like 30 years of my whole little 20 years or whatever. So like every day, apart from when I've moved, when I lived abroad for a little while, but more or less it's been us three. So it was like a big adjustment, but I was trying to make sure that my mum was okay before anything else. Do you get what I mean? Then, so I found like I wasn't, I didn't digest it properly. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think actually it caught up on me maybe about 8 months later. And then that's when I kind of realized that, ooh, like something's a bit weird. Something's a bit off with me at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I didn't grieve properly. So that was hard for me because it was just someone that has been there all your life, now gone. It's this weird dynamic. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. And with those two generations in your household and you three together, what kind of impact did it have being raised by like women and strong, loving women in your experience?
I think it just made me like, I think, do you know what? It probably made me like really strong, but it made me strong. I feel like now I've become really strong, but before I was a little bit of a weakling. I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit like, because they, both of them, like mommy coddled me forever. Do you get what I mean? So even if my mum didn't like me, you know, sometimes your parents don't like you, or I was pissing my mum off, like my gran would like me. So my gran would defend me. Like if me and my mum ever got into it, like my gran would be there to like back it for me. Do you get what I mean? So it was nice. Like I was very like, there was two directions of like love coming in. Do you get what I mean? So I think it's made me as a person, like a very loving person, because that's what I've always known.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say who would you say actually, who inspires you the most?
I don't think I have one direct person that inspires me. I just think that I want to, those questions are a bit weird. I would say, what inspires me is I want to be different. I don't want to be like anybody else. And I think at the moment we live in, we live in a place where everybody's kind of like the same.
Okay.
Like even when you go on Instagram, everyone looks the same. I even tweeted the other day, I was like, everyone looks the same. Even down to the grey flooring that everyone has now. Everyone's got grey flooring. And it's just like, everyone looks the fucking same. It's boring. I go on the gram and everyone looks the same. Even down to our makeup. We all do our makeup the same. We've all got like the Jordan 1s on. And it's just like, oh mate, it's all too much for me. So I just want to be different. That's what inspires me, to be different, not to be like anyone else.
Where do you get the strength to be different? Because being different really, really requires you to go against the grain. Everyone's going right, and it really empowers you to go left. Where do you get the strength to go left when everyone is going right? Especially within the industry that you are in and your platform, constantly you're having to go left when everybody wants you to go right. And I know you mentioned a bit about that today on Twitter. What gives you the strength to go left when everyone's going right?
I think it's just in me anyway. Like, it's not something that I force. It's not something that I think, oh, I'm going to go against the grain now. Do you get what I mean? It's like, if I agree with people, I'll say, yeah, I agree. Actually, I think that's cool. Or, yeah. But if I don't, then I'm just going to be, I think my brain just, I don't know, thinks a little bit differently. So if I don't agree with it, I'm just going to say I don't agree with it. Do you get what I mean? It's not necessarily a thing where I think, oh, yeah, I'm going to say this to piss everyone off. And I think a lot of people do think that. They think, oh, she's just going to say this to piss everyone off. But it's not like that. Oh, my dog's here, by the way. But, yeah.
That's you being you.
Yeah, it's just literally me being me. That's how it is. That's what it is.
I'm going to read something to you.
What question are we on, by the way?
We are on question 9, actually.
Oh, wow.
You're doing well. I'm going to read something to you, and it's going to lead on to what we're going to kind of talk about next. Men are not accustomed to opinionated women, and any time a woman speaks up and gives her opinion, men think we're angry or bitter, all right? And so this is something that you said in one of your interviews.
I think you what, said that, wow.
You didn't know you said that. What is that? What's something then that you think, what's one biggest misconception of you, ZZ Mills?
Damn hard work. I'm not hard work.
Hard work in what sense?
When it comes to men, I think men think I'm very hard work. They think, oh God, like she's going to be the bane of my life. Like I'm never going to get a word in edgeways. She's just going to always have some sort of rebuttal for me. If I tell her to do something, it's going to be like, well, why should I?
Hmm.
Well, did you know? Like, you know, I'm not like that. I'm actually not like that. Yeah, but I do. I think it is true, though. If you're opinionated, men always do just think that you're angry or that you're not having good sex, which is another annoying thing that really pisses me off. Like, men assume that you're angry because you're not being loved by a man or because you don't have some sort of release, which is like, no. That women can be opinionated just because they're opinionated. It's not because they're lacking in
anything.
Attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so dumb, but yeah.
Yeah. And I think I mentioned it in a couple of my other episodes, because I'm a father now and I've got a daughter.
Mm.
It was only, and it's so sad, but it was only when I had my daughter that I realised my own male privilege. So yeah, white privilege is out there. There's different privileges out there. But it's only when I was having my daughter that I realised that, rah, life is cushy to some extent for me in the things that I can put my hands to, and it's nothing. Yeah. If I want to say I want to be this, it's almost praised. Whereas a woman, if they wanted to be that, it's a whole different thing. And I think in this dynamic, it's so true that a man being outspoken, you might see him as being passionate and being, you know, he's being a leader, he's meaning what he's saying. But if a woman does it, there's a whole different myriad of reasons why she's like that.
Exactly.
She can't just be passionate as you are. And I think it's just realizing that, you know, we are human beings who express ourselves differently, and sometimes there are limitations we put on each other subconsciously, unconsciously, but just as we're doing Black Lives Matter, there's so many other prejudices that are in us that I guess we always need to kind of tinker with. And I think people like you make us aware of them if you're willing to address it,
right? Yeah,
if you're open to acknowledge that. And sometimes when I go through your Twitter or I wake up and ZZ's name is trending, when I go through the comments, I'm like, are people critically thinking first?
No, absolutely.
Or are they just seeing it and reacting? And I think sometimes we need to critically assess what we're thinking, where that's
people
coming from, and what's that cost being said.
People don't critically think hardly at all anymore. I think, and I think also people just go with what everyone else is saying, what the masses are saying. And I think a lot of people, they don't even read, sometimes they don't even read what I'm saying. They don't even listen to what I'm saying. They just literally see my name and be like, oh, she chats. Like, it's like, some of the stuff I say, I'm just like, how did this go to the left?
That way, yeah.
I literally am agreeing maybe with the 90% of you, but you just have decided not to read what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I've become so used to it now to speak to myself, oh, give it a rest. Do you know what I mean? And it's sometimes it's because I have to, because I'll literally just drain myself out.
Yeah, 100%,
like going back and forth with people, it's just, it's not for me. I've come to learn to do that though.
100%. What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Oh my gosh, when I lived in LA, I lived in LA for 6 months and I had this really good friend called Warren. It was platonic because I know everyone's going to be like, oh my God, there's a huge spider in my, it is fucking, am I allowed to swear on this? It's massive.
You can go and kill it if you want to.
No.
You don't want to kill that now.
No, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch it here and there just to see that it's not moving, and then I'll kill it after.
You are braver than me.
Because if I kill it now, I don't have anything to kill it, and it might drop on me.
All right, go back to LA. What were you saying about LA?
So I went to LA, and I had this really good friend, Warren, and this other friend called Shanice. And one day we was in church, because I used to go to LA One Church, which was a really good church. And I used to go, went there, and then one day we was in church, and Warren was just like, man, oh, why did we go again? I can't remember, but we was just like, man, should we just go to Vegas? And if anyone, wow. LA and Vegas is like a 4-hour drive. So he was like, we go to Vegas? And I was just like, we was literally in church, and we was like, yeah, fuck it, let's just go to Vegas. And we left church like 10 minutes before the service finished. We went back to our apartment. We packed like an overnight bag and we just went to Vegas. That was like a spontaneous thing that we decided to do. And it was fun.
What did you do in Vegas?
We like went to the casinos. We walked around, and then he had some friends that were staying in Vegas. And then we ended up going back to their hotel. And then we were just chilling, having fun, drinking, talking. And then we drove back to LA in the morning.
Wow. Are you someone who, is that part of your life? Is that someone, you're someone who can just get up and go and just do? Or you think, are you more of like a planner, or you're just in a moment?
Sometimes I think I'm a planner, but I realised I'm only a planner when it comes to other people.
Okay.
As in, like, if I don't like people that just decide, oh, let's do this now. I like to know, like, the time. What time are you coming to get me? What time are we then? Okay, so this and that. But that could be just an element of control. Like, maybe, probably, if I look deeper into it, it's probably a control thing. But, yeah, I don't mind spontaneous things. I don't mind it at all.
When you say control, what are you trying to control?
I want to know that I'm controlling, not them, but controlling the time, if you get what I mean. I want to know that you have committed to this time with me.
Okay.
So we are going to do this. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to die for that to go and do something else.
Exactly.
This is where we are for this amount of time.
Exactly. Okay. That's what I
like. You mentioned that. So you, when you said you used to go to church, what took you away from church? Can you mention this a couple of times?
Someone said this to me the other day, and I was like, what took you away from church? One of the things that took me away from church, I wouldn't say this is the main, this is the only reason. One of the things that took me away from church is that I think I just started to just question things, and maybe things that I didn't feel like I agreed with, or didn't make sense to me. That was probably one of the reasons that took me away from it. Yeah.
And would you say the element of church is separate from your relationship with God? Because some people might say I don't go to church, but I have a relationship with God.
I would say when I stopped going to church, my relationship with God probably dwindled as well, if I'm being honest with you. Probably because there was like a lot of things in my life that I was just like, well, really, if there was a God, then what the fuck is happening? Do you get what I mean? So I think there was a lot of that questioning maybe going on as well, internally. And I think as I've got older as well, obviously I know that there's like a higher being. What that is still questionable to me.
To you, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When are you the happiest?
Generally, I'm quite a happy person. I'm sad sometimes when I feel like shit and whatever. But I would say I don't have like a I enjoy when I'm around people that I care about, or I'm talking to my friends, or I'm laughing about things, or I'm just having fun. Like, when I'm having fun and I'm free and I'm just, you know, like, I'm having fun with people that I care about. And I can't say I have one thing makes me happy. Do you get what I mean? It could literally just be I'm at a party with my my closest friends and we're having fun and we're laughing and we're joking. And then you look back and then you have a conversation in the morning. You're like, oh, my God, when that happened. Those things, like, make me happy. Do you get what I mean? I enjoy those. I enjoy being, like, around people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. When did you last cry?
Probably, like, the other day. Actually, I cried the other night, I think. I cried the other night, if I remember correctly.
And why?
I cried the other night because I thought to myself, oh my God, this is going to sound so sad. I cried the other night because I just thought, when, oh my God, this sounds even corny saying it, and this is like the worst thing ever. I cried the other night because I thought to myself, when am I going to find somebody that I can love unconditionally?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I felt like, because I'm now at the age of just like, oh God, like, you have so many talking situations. And it wasn't like a bawling of like, oh my God. It was like a bit of a sadness, a bit of like, mate, how many times can I just talk to somebody and it just doesn't work out?
Okay.
And
okay.
Like, and I live on my own, so I get a bit lonely, and I just sometimes I'm just like, when? Like, when is that going to happen?
Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
Like, when is that? And it was just a bit of like, geez, like, I still have somebody that's my own. Like, you know, like, I can talk to and I'm not really worried about other things that's going on. And do you know what I mean? I've had a little tear. I wouldn't say I bawled my eyes out, but I had a little bit of a tear. And I was just a bit like, this is fucking draining, mate. Like, this is really, really... draining. I see there's loads of girls in the comments. Like,
you're not the only one.
I'm with you, girls. Okay.
And guys, you know, guys feel that as well. Guys may not vocalize it, but guys feel that as well. As human beings, being able to love people without, like you said, things getting in the way or things tripping up down the line.
Dave, what is this? What are you doing?
Is that
like, you know there's something going on, and that's why you choose to do that.
I love it.
Why?
But yeah, definitely, Hunter. That we feel that. We feel that. Okay. What? Actually, let me stop. So we're on about question 11. We're on question 11. So far you have not used your pass card. We're about halfway through. Big up to everybody that has joined us so far. If you are finding the conversation interesting, let's just get a fire emoji in the comment section just to know that you're alive, just to know that you're dead there. So far, Zizi has not used her pass card. If she uses her pass card, she misses out on the prize. If she doesn't use her pass card,
I get the prize.
She gets her prize, all right? Okay, boom, bam. So tell me something. I want you to finish this sentence. If you won the lottery, I would. When I say lottery, I'm talking 10 mil.
Okay.
10 million. What would you do? If you were, so finish that sentence. If I won the lottery, I would.
If I won the lottery, I would take all, like, my friends and family away on, like, a trip.
Yeah.
Really, like, luxurious trip.
Mm-mm.
And we would just have loads of fun for like a week. Everyone would be paid for, and I'd just have everybody that brings me joy around me. We'd have music. We'd have like a DJ, and that would just be playing music. And we'd be like, there'll be like alcohol flowing. There'll be whatever. Like all my aunts, my cousins, close friends. That's what I would do. That would be the first thing I would do.
And then.
And then I would probably like find ways to invest it. Make sure I don't ever run out of money.
Trust me, definitely. What drives and motivates you? What drives and motivates Zizi Mills?
Being like the first to do things, like pushing boundaries and not fitting the mold. That's what drives me. and doing like different things that no one else has really done before. That's what I, that's what kind of drives me. Yeah.
Is there something that you're like really proud of that you've achieved?
I think I'm really proud of the whole ZZ Mills brand, to be honest with you, if I'm being honest. Like, I'm proud of like what I've built, and like whether people, whether or not people like me or dislike me, I just, I'm proud of like making my voice being heard, and whether people don't like me or not, they still kind of, they still kind of look for my opinion. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm proud of.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And I think that's something that I that was why I reached out to you, because I think, like you said, in today's culture, it's so difficult to be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're just surrounded by so many, on whether it's online, whether it's in real life. But saying stuff or doing stuff that makes you stand out, that can either get you love, or that can just get you hate. Mm. And that person who makes that decision has to be prepared for either one of them, or just not be invested in either one of them.
Yeah.
You either, because either you take on all the love and you get drunk, or you take on all the hate and you drown.
Me, what I've learned is that, like you said, that's actually a good way to put it, is not to kind of be invested in either or of them.
Yeah.
Because the same people that really like you, especially in this culture nowadays, do one thing wrong, mate,
you're cancelled.
Like, no one, you're cancelled. And the same people that was hailing you up last week and retweeting you for something that you've done really well, they will retweet the shit out of the thing that is making you, like, fall and be like, you're cancelled. So that's what... I've just learned not to be invested in either or, and not get carried away with either or as well. Mm. Because you can, as much as you can get carried away with the love, you also can get carried away with reading like all the bad stuff that you read. Yeah. And then you actually then don't see the good stuff that people are saying about you. So
yeah.
I've learned over time just not to whatever.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. What would you say is the overall purpose of the ZZ Mills show? Now, what do you want it to do? What's its aim? And what do you want it to become?
I think it's, my aim was to just share my opinion and to speak about things that people were afraid to say. So it's just giving my honest opinion. And also to make people think differently. That was my thing. I want people to think differently. For us to learn as well that just because people, you don't agree with someone, it doesn't mean that they're it doesn't mean that they're a bad person. Do you get what I mean? So you can have different opinions. Everyone is entitled to their different opinions, but we should kind of respect someone's opinion, even if you don't agree with it, and then find a good way or way to like rebuttal. And also to make people just a little bit more thicker skinned. Like, everyone's so sensitive these days, and everyone's so PC, and you can't say nothing, and everyone's got to go with however, it's just annoying. Do you get what I mean? So I just wanted to be unapologetic. I wanted to live a life of not having to like filter myself. And I think a lot of people, I think everyone kind of filters themselves nowadays just to be safe, and that's not what I wanted to do.
And I was reading, there was something that I saw, and I remember that's why I messaged you that time, and when the whole that round table that you were doing, and the Spat Nation pastor topic came up. And then that clip went out of you saying, how do you know?
Yeah.
And I remember I watched the clip. I remember watching the short clip. And I thought, let me go and watch the whole thing. Because your name was just ringing off. And this clip was just going off. I was like, but surely people are going to go and watch the whole thing.
Oh,
I want to watch the whole thing. For me personally, all I saw, I understood what you were saying, was that there's sometimes a blind allegiance to the overall judgment that we make, especially, let's say, in the Black community. If the Black community makes a judgment on something, then we're expected to all just rally around that. Now, as a journalist has to sit in the middle and understand what the people are saying, but also there might be a different point of view. And when you were saying, how do you know? It was like, I know these allegations are there, but whoever's the proof that we can bring into the court of law and say that this is so. And it was just, again, that thing of you saying there's a think a different way also. And I think there's a, what I would say, there was something that came out from that. There was a tweet I saw that I thought, wow. And I'm going to read this tweet. It says, I take everything I said back. I take everything I said back. You are done out here. You dirty, stinking B word. How you back that evil pastor with all your heart. Hope you get the smoke. Sorry, hope you get smoke, the both of you. Now, when I saw that, I thought, okay, that's a bit extreme. Now, you see that on a daily basis. I know that you said that, you know, you kind of just brush it aside, but how does it actually affect you as a person and your family around you? Because your family and those connected are going to see this type of stuff. Does it affect you, and how does it affect your family?
So when that whole thing happened, I can see someone in the comment, like, really in their feelings. Like, oh, you called her a whore and everything like that. And if people watched it, I didn't actually call her a whore. I said, there'll be people that think you're a whore, or people might think you're a hoe just because of the way you're dressed. And we know that's how society is. A girl is dressed a certain type of way, and people assume that she's this type of girl. Also, she had spent her whole, Lani, the girl, had actually done, she does, what's that thing called? She does back chat. Her thing has always been like, people think that I'm a hoe because of the way I am. So I was like, you've been saying that's your narrative anyway. So I was basically saying, look, you know that people think you are a hoe just because of the way you're dressed, but there's no proof. They're just going on your outward appearance. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that was the analogy. And that is why I use that as an analogy, because it was like, you have to have proof. You have to have proof before you, and that is, again, what you're saying about the Black community, and what Pastor Toby was saying about the Black community, was that we literally go from this to this with no proof. Do you get what I mean? We cancel people, like, so easily. So that was the whole thing with that. But how I deal with it is, I don't read the comments. I've learned to not read the comments. And because if I do read the comments, then I will end up being really annoyed. I might even have a little cry, not because I'm like, oh, that really hurts me, but it's more of the frustration of everything behind it, of I can't actually, there's nothing I'm going to say right now that is going to make people understand. So it's just now I can't get my words out. Like, I can't say anything. So that frustration alone. But also...
And then on, like, your family.
My mum is not on social, like, she's not on Twitter. Like, she doesn't understand that type of stuff. Mm. She's not going to see it. My family, like, I have got cousins that are on, and they will just make sure I'm okay. But my friends that are on there, they will check on me, and they'll be like, are you okay? Like, are you sure you're right? Like, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And sometimes, like, with that whole thing that happened with the Pastor Toby and the hot desk thing, I didn't know it was that bad until people started messaging me and calling me and saying, are you okay? Like, are you? Because no one was atting me on it, so I wouldn't have seen it unless I went onto to see if I was trending. And I don't ever go and see what's trending, so I only knew that it was a problem, you know, because of that. Do you get what I mean? But you just learn, because what happens is with my platform, I'm a very opinionated person, so it kind of comes with it. Do you get what I mean? It comes with the territory. I'm just I'm going to get people that are going to be angry. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just learn not to, like, I just learn how to think, do you know what? This is going to pass. It's not going to be for the whole week. Might be for 24 hours max. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's part of the job.
Yeah.
What interview are you most proud of that you walked away from and thought, you know what, I did my thing. I did what I'm put on this earth to do.
I really liked my interview with Kaya Day from Roll Safe. I really enjoyed that interview because I know him and everything. And did you turn the comments off?
Yeah, just it was distracting me.
Oh, okay, right. You don't have to turn them off if you think it's because I'm, like, worried about what people are saying in there. I'm, like...
Oh, no, it was distracting me. I couldn't see. I'll turn on in a second.
So, basically, I really enjoyed that interview. I really enjoyed it because I knew him and it was like a conversation. It was a conversation, and I think what he's done is amazing, and I really like him. So I really enjoyed that. That one, and there's loads of interviews that I've walked away from, and I've been like, do you know what, I really enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed my interview with Castillo. I enjoyed my interview with Pastor Toby. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my interview with all my guests that I've had on. I've enjoyed. It's been there's some that I've been a bit like, oh God, like fucking drawing blood from a stone, literally, and that. Oh my god, I always tell him that. He was like drawing blood from a stone with Osh.
Who?
You know Osh, the guy, the girl.
Oh, Osh, yeah.
Oh, he was, oh god, it was, mate. Those are interviews that I come away from, and I'm just like, oh god, Jesus, that was hard, that was difficult. But I enjoy my interviews.
Was there anyone that you walked away from thinking, this what? In your head, how you thought it would go, was just not how it came out. Like you thought, yeah, I thought this was going to be good, but then it was just like, no. And now you're already in it, you can't really hear any conversation.
No, I don't think I've ever walked away thinking that.
Yeah.
It might, I've always enjoyed it, do you get what I mean? Yeah.
Is there a dream interview that you have that you would love, someone who'd love to interview, dead or alive?
I'd love to interview Issa Rae. I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Osh's in the comments.
They got Osh.
He made it so difficult for me. Like, he knows he did. He made that, he made you stare, like, blank face, like, you tell me.
We got Osh.
And I was just like, are you not going to speak? What's going on here? I tell him that all the time anyway. I would love to do Issa Rae. That's who I'd love to do.
Nice. What would you ask her? What would be your...
Because she's just accomplished so much as well. Like, she's done so well for herself. Like, she literally started online with online thing called The Awkward Black Girl. The Diamond Black Girl. And then she got picked up, and she's just sick. I just love everything about her. Proper love it. Yeah.
How would you, let's say, 10 years from now, how would you like to be remembered?
As the girl that shook the table. That's what I would love.
That's a T-shirt.
I know. That's what I would like to be remembered as.
I like that because I think we do need that.
100%. We can't have everyone that's just like, yeah, oh my god, amazing, you're amazing. When not everybody thinks like that. Do you get what I mean? Not everybody thinks you're amazing. Not everyone thinks I'm great. Not everyone thinks you're great.
There's
gonna be people, and you know that's. The way the world is, you have to be able to, you can't, and that's probably why I'm very, you know, not blasé about being dragged online, but I'm just a bit like, okay, because, you know, there's not, everyone's not going to like me, do you know what I'm saying? Everyone's not going to agree with me, everyone's not going to communicate how I want them to communicate that they don't like me, you know what I mean? So I just have to kind of, you know, suck it up and control what I can control. So when things happen that I, you know, I'm getting dragged, the thing that I can control is not going online. You know, I can't control the person that has, is the, or everyone that's dragging me. I can't control them. So what I can control is deleting the app off my phone, or being like, I'm not going to look at Instagram or Twitter for the next 24 hours. Yeah, or I'm going to distract myself. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I can control.
What... Actually, the marks, actually, I have a... You've actually... Oh, actually, I'm looking at the question. No. You kind of made it through. Oh, yeah, that was the last one I had. Is there anything that you have said that you regret, though?
But there have been things where I've been like, oh,
say that again. You cut out. You cut out a bit.
Probably, but not nothing. Obviously, that I can. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, so it can't be like that detrimental.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing that I think. Whoa, shit! I should not have said that. Do you know what I mean? There might be things where there's times when I've maybe thought, you know, I could have worded that a little bit different, or I could have said my tone could have been a little bit different.
Yeah.
Those type of things, but nothing where I've been like, God.
Yeah.
Ouch, type of thing. Yeah.
I hear you saying. Yeah. Well, ZZ Mills, your last question is, and you might not have one, but it's, do you have a question for me? No, I'm on the hot seat. I'm feeling a bit.
It's not anything amazing. It's not a contest. It's not something. But do you still? Do you still have like a really strong relationship with God?
Yeah. It's not one that is not tested. Believe that it's not one that is not tested, because there are days, just like what you were saying, I grew up in a Christian home, so that's ingrained in me. But the transition happens when I have to take it from my mum's faith and I have to make it my faith. And so I feel what I've done is I've had to do my research, I've had to go through life myself, and I've been through so many circumstances and situations where I felt, nah, that wasn't a coincidence. God is protecting me, or God helped me in that situation. And those times have strengthened it. Where at the same time, alongside that, there's been times where I've gone through some difficult things. And I've been like, God, like, where are you? Like, you should come and scoop me out of this thing.
Yeah.
But I think what I've learned is that both of those elements are part of the journey. Where there's times where it feels like it's going well, and there's times where I'm just like, what in the name is going on?
Yeah.
But it's not been enough for me to say, I've had enough of this. And so I'm kind of to the place where I'm like, until I die, I'm going to keep believing in this. I could die and this could all be a lie. My faith, believing in Jesus, it could be a lie.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for that, because I feel that what God has done for me and the things that I've seen him maneuver in my life, I feel I owe him so much. And that love goes back and forth. That unconditional love you're talking about,
yeah,
that's what I feel I get from God. And so that keeps me in the relationship. Just like in those relationships that you talk about, when unconditional love is shown, people say, if someone is being hurt so much, you know, in a relationship, why didn't they just leave? But when you're being loved, there is something that keeps you in that relationship through the ups and downs. Yeah. And I think that's what's just kept me going. That's why I'm still, it is still strong, even on the weakest of days. All right, ladies and gentlemen, can we get a round of applause in the comment section for ZZ Mills? I love it.
I answered all the questions.
All the questions. Someone had a quick question. Let me quickly check that question. Who is the most? Is there someone in the US that? Well, we kind of answered that. It was Issa Rae. So yeah, they wanted to know if it was someone in the US.
Yeah, Issa Rae.
You wanted Issa Rae. But yeah, I'm going to show you your prize. Are you ready for this prize? It's interesting that this is your prize, because you kind of talked about it in the beginning, but you have got yourself...
saltfish.
Some saltfish.
Hey!
So you can make a little
Aki and saltfish. You know what, yeah? I've got Aki in my cupboard.
Come
and I've been thinking, I need to get some saltfish. I can make yaki and saltfish. And now, I don't need to go spend my money on those. Saltfish is expensive, you know.
It's expensive.
What?
Danny Yeager, what was your question? You had a quick question.
Yes, cuz my cousin's in the cupboard. She's going to cook it for me. She's a good cook, so I'll pass.
There we go. So we've got about 5 minutes left. Danny Yeager, what was your question? You had a question. In the question box, yeah. Can you see the question box? And you better hurry up, hey, only got 5 minutes left. Someone said, oh, allow me fishing now. I'm going to bed.
Guys,
let me know how you have found 21 questions. Write it in the comments section.
It's a cool concept.
Okay, so Danny said, would you consider going to church again?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm But yeah. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy sinful life as well.
Okay.
So I enjoy the things that we're not supposed to do. I enjoy having sex. I enjoy going out, getting drunk. I enjoy fornicating. I enjoy all of this stuff. So now I have to, and I've experienced it, and I've been living that life for maybe like 10 years now. So it's like, okay, you know,
that's something that you've done.
It's a big old U-turn. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, do I want to do that? You know? And my thing is as well, is that I don't want to just do like one foot in, one foot out. Do you get what I mean? Like, I don't want to like, you know, be going to church on Sundays and then having sex with my partner on Sunday night and then saying, please God, forgive me. Because I just think that's wrong as well. I think that is wrong. And the Bible clearly says, like, don't be lukewarm. You're either hot or you're cold. Do you get what I mean? So that's probably why I'm a little bit like, you know.
Yeah. I would say, though, don't wait 100 to your 100%.
I know, definitely.
Because you ain't going to be 100%. You know the whole, also, there's a transition and there's a journey.
I don't know what the guys are like in church nowadays, you know what I mean? Are they even any good in there anymore?
All right, we are 3 minutes down. All right, so I saw one question I wanted to quickly see if I can get that one. Well, Osh had a question.
Yeah, he said he's got a question.
He said, does Zizi have a man?
No, I don't. Why is everyone asking me this?
But I wanted to ask you, yeah, just as we got 3 minutes, how are you emotionally feeling with, I guess, the last 3 weeks, with everything that's been happening alongside race? How have you been feeling emotionally through it all?
Oh, it's been like an up and down. It's been up and down for me, I can't lie to you. Like,
yeah.
At one point, I was having really bad panic attacks. Like, my cousin, who's actually in here, she knows that, like, I'd literally call her and be like... I genuinely think I've got corona. I'm gonna die. Like, this was like every other day. I was like, yeah, this is it. I'm about to pop off right now. I've definitely got corona. Like, it's been mad. Like, it's been a weird experience. This past like 3 months, it's been weird. Like, and like I said, because I live on my own, you're just kind of alone with your thoughts. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no one. And it's weird because you don't realize that you don't realize how much human interaction you have. So even though I live on my, nothing's really changed. When I was at work, but you don't realize that going to work, you're interacting with people, even if you don't talk to people at work, which I've got really good colleagues that I talk to and I enjoy my work. But even just getting on the train and on the bus, you're seeing people, you don't realize how all of that makes you then get back to your space on your own. You're like, oh, thank God that I'm home and away from everybody. Like, lovely. Like, when I would be out, I'd be like, can't wait to get home. Like, I'm just going to have me time. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea. Like, I'm going to watch a film.
Hold on. We are like 30 seconds.
Oh, it's 30.
So what we're going to do, I'm going to come off and then we're going to come on for like 10 minutes of questions and then we'll close it down. Yeah, so guys, we're going to come off, jump back on with your questions, 10 minutes. And I got to put my daughter to bed. All right, cool. Thank you so much, Zizi.
Bye.